Hi, sweets. Welcome back. I'm Barbie Jean, your host, and today I'm doing a little educational episode for y'all. We're going to talk about the correlation between ASMR and fetishes and kinks. Like, is ASMR a fetish? I've had someone ask me this question, so I just thought we'd do a little bit of a deep dive into ASMR as a fetish. Is it a fetish? Is it a kink? What are the similarities and the parallels between the two? How does it feel when you speak and whisper into the microphone like this? How do people like it? And is it erotic in nature? I thought about talking fully in my whisper voice this whole episode, but I don't think I can do it. So I'm sorry to you people that are super into ASMR. I'm actually not one of those people that gets that tingle and that sensation in the back of my spine, but a lot of people do. So let's just dive into what it is and kind of the parallels between ASMR and kinks and how maybe ASMR could be a fetish. What do we think? All right, let's get into it. Welcome to Sweet Release Podcast with me, Barbie Jean. So for those of you, I'm sure most of you are aware of ASMR. Basically, it's just kind of this sensory overload that people experience, and it's kind of this triggering sensation, or kind of triggers this sensation or this feeling of calm. It's almost like this stoner high in a way of feeling just this catharsis. This feeling again of calm, it often helps people fall asleep. I know my partner, he loves ASMR. He listens to it often when he's trying to fall asleep. A lot of people even use it for chronic pain. There's so many reasons people use it, but usually, typically, it's used for this deep relaxation tool. And it kind of triggers this, you know, almost like this psychological, which we'll get into these kind of all there's so many parallels between ASMR and kinks and fetishes and like the BDSM community. So that's why I kind of want to do this episode, because I find it to be very interesting because ASMR has been so eroticized lately, to just kind of compare the two and be like, okay, is ASMR a fetish? Like, what do we think about that? So basically it really is this deep relaxation tool that a lot of people use. But as of more recently, all these sluts have, and I'm calling them sluts, but it's basically all these hot girls have started doing ASMR on Patreon, on OnlyFans. Like, there's all these ways that women are, you know, capitalizing on this market because so many people love ASMR. So why is this happening? Well, I do feel like, you know, when you experience ASMR, it's kind of like this brain massage that's happening in your mind. And so there's so many different parallels that could, you know, be very similar to an orgasm or to, you know, getting turned on. Like, that is also this sort of sensory overload or this brain massage or this psychological release that happens when we orgasm or climax. It can feel similarly to those tingles that we receive on our bodies or that we feel on our bodies when someone's whispering really softly, or when you hear those little clicks with the mouth. And I put on some lipstick today to hopefully make some of these sounds with my mouth, but I'm not a professional ASMR enthusiast. So, okay. Anyways, I'm having fun with some of these little ASMR moments thrown into this episode. But first, so sensory focus is the first thing I want to kind of compare between the two, because in kinks and fetishes, a lot of fetishes are sensory play. Like, I've talked about sensory play so much, whether it's wax, whether it's, you know, using hot and cold, whether it's using blindfolds. Like, there's so many elements of fetishes and kinks where the senses are a big component. And ASMR, that's the big component. It's the sound, it's the clicks, it's the whispers, it's the breathing. It's all of those elements that create this response on our bodies and this feel good sensation or this calming sensation. And so there's a lot of similarities there because of this sensory overload that we feel in both spaces. And then there's a level of intimacy and vulnerability. You know, when you're seeing an ASMR, when you're seeing or watching an ASMR artist, or performer, or, you know, I don't even know what to call them. I think I called them an enthusiast a moment ago. But when you watch these, oftentimes women, you know, talking to you in this sweet, delicate voice and doing all these things, it's intimate. It's vulnerable. Like, you feel very connected to the artist. And that is a big level of kink and fetishes too, is this intimacy, is this vulnerability. And so when people are watching ASMR artists or listening, you often feel really connected to them. There's this deeper level of intimacy because you feel, yeah, it's just like this deeper connection where you feel super intimate in that moment, because it's often like really close on their mouths or their faces. And there's just this level of between the audience and their, the artists themselves, where there's this level of intimacy. And so that can also often lead to arousal. So that's why it's kind of like teetering on this gray area where it's like, okay, is this a fetish? Is this a kink? Is this something that's meant to turn me on? And so I think that it definitely can. And there again is this like, is parallel. I keep using that word, but there's this, this similarity between the two. And then there's this psychological triggers that happen. So when you're listening to an ASMR artist, there's often like, they talk a lot about the tingles and, you know, that kind of like calm sensation that washes over your body. But there's also when your brain is processing these sounds and these sensations, it's creating this kind of emotional psychological response. And that in turn happens very often with many BDSM practices, especially in like the power play dynamic. You can play with that psychological play. And so again, it's like, oh, okay, no wonder people are eroticizing this. No wonder people are fetishizing this thing, because yes, it also is dealing with your mind. It's dealing with the way that our bodies respond to these certain sounds and these elements. And that can, again, be this like psychological response or this psychological release. And then there's also control and surrender. So ASMR artists, or when you're listening to ASMR, it feels like you're almost surrendering to the sound. You're kind of letting go of the control. You're allowing your body to really relax and submit. And that is very similar to, again, this power play dynamic that we often experience when we're playing with power play dynamics. And so it's just so similar to me in my brain in so many ways, because it's like, okay, you're listening to these sounds, you're listening to the sweetness of the voice, you're listening to the way it makes you react and the way it makes you melt into the screen. Like, you want to just melt and relax. And like I said in the beginning, it creates this like super soothing sense of relaxation and calmness. And that's why a lot of people love it. It's never been sexual in nature, you know, in the past until more recently. I feel like now it's all eroticized, but it's meant to be this non-sexual way to relax you and to, you know, de-stress you and help you fall asleep and, you know, alleviate pain and all these things. But there's this element of surrendering your body to the sounds, kind of like in a meditation. It's very similar, I think, too, to meditation sometimes, like for those people that have this psychological reaction and have this body reaction to it. They're surrendering to the sounds. They're surrendering to the sensations and just allowing it to like fill them and, yeah, relax into it. And so that I think is so common too when we're dealing with power play dynamics, because you're surrendering to yourself or to the scene itself, and you're allowing the elements of the power dynamic scene, the sensations, the tools, you're allowing your body to relax and submit to that. So again, I just feel like there's so many similarities here. And then, you know, finally, I feel like with the community of ASMR, there's such this similar ethos with these two communities. So we have this level of one, just like exploration. Like, there's just this level of comfort with non and like judgment-free space in both communities, and it's just allowing you to explore and feel judgment-free and allow yourself to again, like surrender and submit to these beautiful sensory elements and noises and sounds. And also, I feel like, you know, the ethos of both communities kind of focus on not only exploration and judgment-free space, but also, you know, consent and, you know, feeling comfortable and feeling safe. And I just feel like both communities really focus on that and focus on creating this safe space for you to feel warm and held and loved. And so I love that too. It's very fascinating to think about that. And then, you know, in regards to like specific fetishes, there is an auditory fetish. So you get severely, you know, you're really turned on or you get really aroused by certain noises and sounds. And a lot of artists have used this to their advantage with latex. You know, latex is a huge fetish. It's a big one that I'm really trying to get more specific guests on the pod to talk more about this. But a lot of artists or fetishists in the latex community use ASMR elements in their content because the slickness of the latex or just the sounds that latex can make on your body or rubbing, you know, that that glide stuff all over you. There's just so many elements that people can embrace in both sides that just make it seem like, oh my gosh, like why is ASMR not considered a fetish? But again, it's like, okay, there's elements to it, like the role play elements, there's these, you know, the sensory overload elements, like there's all these elements, the surrender, like all these things that we've talked about that make them feel like, you know, maybe it is a fetish, but there's also, it's deeply rooted in, again, this creation of calm and comfort and relaxation. And that's a tool for that. And so to say ASMR is a fetish, I think is like, it can be one. It definitely can be. If you are into sensory play, if you are into an auditory fetish, if you are into, you know, these role play fantasies, if you're into these psychological triggers, then yes, you can most certainly use ASMR as a kink in that space. But is it a kink and a fetish? No, but can it be? Yes, I think it can. So I know that's been like a gray area for the last few years where a lot of people are like, ASMR is not a fetish. Why is it being eroticized? Why is it, you know, being used by all these sluts in the space and all these, you know, beautiful people? But the truth is it can be. It can be a fetish. And there's all these comparisons between the two spaces that, in my opinion, make it feel like it most certainly can be eroticized. It most certainly can turn you on. I mean, what's not to love about hearing a beautiful woman whisper into the microphone and make noise with her mouth and blow into the microphone and talk about how sexy you are and how much she loves you. And fuck, I don't know. I don't listen to ASMR artists. I should have listened to some more before I filmed this episode. So I could, you know, practice my flow in my mouth. But I know they do a lot of like touching of their bodies. And yeah, there's just so many different elements that I feel like it makes sense why these people are, you know, making it more of a fantasy and more of this kind of fetish element to it and using it to turn people on. Because I do think that when you hear this like soft spoken, the whispers, like if you have this kind of response, then yes, maybe you have this kind of response in these other elements in the bedroom. So I just encourage people, if, you know, some of you are watching this and you are just into ASMR, like you were like, ooh, ASMR episode, let's listen to this. Let's watch this episode. If you are personally someone that is an ASMR artist or someone that is super into the sounds and the noises and the and just the way that it makes you relaxed and calm, I encourage you to possibly use some of these sensory play elements in the bedroom. Because if you're feeling really relaxed by the voices and the ASMR artists out there, there's so many ways that you can incorporate that in the bedroom and also feel relaxed. I know I talk so much about how self-pleasure can be so healing. It can be so stress relieving. And again, it can calm you. I was so hungover a couple of days ago and I was like, baby, please just, I need to relax. I just want to come over and over again, like fuck this headache out of me. Right. And so it's awesome to use these tools of, you know, breath work, of meditation, of ASMR in the bedroom as well, in our self-pleasure moments, in our partnered moments, to then lead you to feel more, just secure with your mental health and to lead to just an overall positive well-being. So I encourage you to try it. If ASMR is something that you're really into, incorporate some of these other sensory elements like wax, like feathers, like, you know, blindfolds or ice cubes or other elements where the senses are incorporated, or even like dirty talk, or, you know, asking your partner to whisper in your ear in the heat of arousal. Like those moments can really lead you to a more powerful orgasm and also lead you to just feel like an overall sense of well-being, like amazing sensations and feelings and a fantastic response, you know, a fantastic sweet release. So, and you know, as you know, I really want that for you. I want you to have those sweet releases. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys learned a little bit of something about, you know, the correlation between the two and, you know, maybe try it out. So I do want to end this episode with the last time I had that sweet release, which was just last night before I went to bed. I had to vibe one out real quick. It's fun. Like sometimes, you know, my partner and I have a lot of day sex. So we had day sex yesterday and I came a bunch of times, but then even before I go to bed, I feel like I still have to have a quick one before I go to bed. And he was still watching some TV. So I just had a little vibe moment with myself. And again, it relaxed me. Some people use ASMR before they go to bed. I like to vibe it out. But again, there's these comparisons between the two. So let's just encourage each other to welcome those sweet releases. And yeah, welcome the exploration of trying something new. Thanks so much for coming back week after week. I love you guys so much. Be sweet to yourself and be sweet to those erotic sensations that move through you. Love you guys. Bye.